Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We're doing it with our good friend Gordon Chang. Gordon G. Chang is his Twitter handle, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your yeoman's work, for your now more than ever. We're glad we know you, Gordon, and I see you on television, and you do a great job with all the interviews. Your voice and your perspective is much needed right now, and I'm glad we have you. You wrote a piece that was in the National Interest. At least I know that's one place it was published. And the title of the headline says, China should pay a financial cost for its coronavirus lies. Now, folks, I encourage you to find that article by Gordon. Gordon, what would coronavirus reparations look like? It could be multifaceted, right? We're not just talking about writing us a check. They are going to pay in a lot of different ways, aren't they?
Well, they will pay in a lot of different ways. But one way they could pay is the United States seizing China's holdings of U.S. treasuries. But we shouldn't do this alone because China would say that's a repudiation of debt, and they would criticize us. They would just bash us for being irresponsible. What we need to do is do this in connection with the issuers of other major currencies. So, mm-hmm. for instance, the Canadian dollar, the British pound, the euro, Swiss franc, the Japanese yen. We need to do that in conjunction with other countries. That leaves China very much out in the cold. Now, we will never be able to seize enough Chinese assets to compensate us. You can't seize assets for instance, lives lost and to be lost. Right. And even if this were just a question of economic damage, China doesn't have enough assets to make everybody whole for the damage it's caused. But we've got to deter bad actors from ever trying to do this again. So we have an obligation to make China pay for this.
Would a unilateral default on the debt that they hold of ours, would that be something we could do, at least threaten it? Go ahead.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean,
without it hurting our credit rating, because it would be seen, but wouldn't that also be seen almost as an act of war?
It's not an act of war, but it would be. It would hurt our credit rating severely because the financial community would see that as a repudiation.
Even though it was very vertical and targeted, for a reason.
What we need to do, though, is do this in conjunction with, as I said, the issuers of other major currencies. We do that, then it doesn't affect our credit rating at all, because it shows that the world is united against China. And, you know, it's every currency in the world of consequence. Then, really, this is not a U.S. issue anymore.
But Gordon, with the way China has, I mean, China's prepared for this. I mean, you could look back on this. To the way they've been doing some of the cyber threats that they've been creating on us for years, some of the things that they've been doing in the last few months, some of the things they've been doing in the last few years, spreading their technology around and funding the cost of it, loaning the countries the cost. You could almost say they've been preparing for this, Gordon. Are you not almost, but you could say that, couldn't you? This is part of their plan, whether the disease getting out this year was part of it or not. What do you think?
Well, you know, Jim, they've been stealing hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. intellectual property every year.
Yep.
They've been attacking our society for decades. Last year, People's Daily, the most authoritative publication in China, in May declared a quote-unquote people's war on the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we haven't been defending ourselves, and we need to do that.
Is this president doing enough to defend us against them?
We need to do more.
But he's done more than any predecessor, hasn't he?
By miles.
Republicans and Democrats.
Republicans and Democrats, President Trump has done far more than his predecessor.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I mentioned, you asked, is he doing enough? Well, we need to do a lot more.
And what, don't you think we'll be more clear-eyed and less likely to go along with him in the future quickly?
Yeah, I think so. I think the American public will get behind him. I think the establishment wing of the Democratic Party will be behind him.
I look forward to that day. Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Come back soon and stay safe.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jim, and you too.
Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.